Longtime Findlay tradition coming up Friday. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard, and your WT11 weather forecast. Expecting a little sunshine, just a little chance of an afternoon shower, thunderstorm that could pop up, but up around 70. So we'll take that to get you all the details with the WT11 weather forecast. A couple of in studio guests from St. Mark's Church in Findlay on South Main, Pastor Dan Metzger. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Cousin Brucey, Bruce Beck.
Good morning.
How are you guys? Monday.
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah. Good.
So far, so good.
So our question on our Facebook is things you dream about. Do you dream of pancakes, maybe?
With syrup. Bruce?
With syrup?
With lots of syrup.
Uh-huh. That leads me into the Good Friday breakfast.
Excellent segue.
There you go. That's a great segue.
I'm impressed. It's coming April 3rd.
Friday.
Good Friday.
Hence the name. Yes.
Doors open at 7:30, and the program will start at 8 a.m.
At the dock. Right.
Yep.
South Main.
800
South Main Street.
How long has this been going on?
It has been going on since the 1960s, just like me. It was started at the Y, and then in the 90s, they remodeled and got rid of the kitchen. So it was brought to St. Mark's because there were several members of St. Mark's.
Oh, yeah.
And it was close by.
Right.
So we've been holding it ever since. It had a 2-year hiatus during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
but we brought it back in 2018 and doing it every year since.
So now who's doing it? It's not the Y, I know that.
No,
it's
the Band of Brothers and Sisters is doing it along
at St. Mark's, yeah.
Yep.
So you got your pancakes, sausage, is that right?
Pancakes. Can I read what
yeah,
we
go
have?
Ahead. Menu.
I have a note. Several varieties of homemade egg casserole.
Oh, all right.
Quiche, homemade gotcha. Bread, coffee and juice.
Oh, all right.
And I think we have veterinarian things also. I mean vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
I apologize.
Those are two different things.
I know.
Very different.
It's so early. I need more coffee.
But a longtime tradition is, besides the breakfast, is a speaker. Pastor Dan,
yeah,
who will
so,
be speaking?
Nicole Coleman will be speaking. She is the chief cultural officer at Turbo Vets, also the executive director of the Hancock County Veteran
Past.
Services.
Past.
Exactly. And,
my handwriting.
But has done a lot of work with veterans in our community,
yes.
And is going to be sharing just a little bit about faith and in that aspect. And so really excited to have her. There's also several other pastors from the area who will come, and we do prayers. And it's just a good time of reflection on that Good Friday.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have special music with Keith and Danielle.
LaFountain, yep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll close with the singing of the Old Rugged Cross.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's been an annual tradition.
A long time tradition.
Yeah.
Good Friday breakfast. This Friday, 7:30 at the dock.
Yep.
Downtown.
Tickets
Tonight.
Are $10.
Yes.
You can get them at the door, or you can call the church office, and we will reserve them for you. You can get them when you get there. The office number is 419-422-4236.
That's impressive
that.
Right
That's
there.
Very good. Thank you. I don't have that memorized.
Pastor doesn't even know that.
You're still younger.
That's right.
You'll get that.
All right.
It'll grow on you.
Yep. Very good. Holy Week, and St. Mark's has
yep.
a lot of things.
Lots of other stuff going on. We have Maundy Thursday service at 7 p.m. on Holy Thursday, and there's going to be some really great music with our choir and all of the things that go along with that, and of course celebrating communion. And then on Good Friday, not only do we have the breakfast in the morning, but in the dock later that evening at 7 o'clock, we'll have a worship service. Then, of course, Easter Sunday services at 9 a.m. for our traditional service, 10:45 for our contemporary service. One of the things that's always a tradition, I'm actually going after this to pick up lilies for big lily cross.
Right.
There will be about 100 lilies on a cross in our sanctuary, and it's just beautiful, really beautiful display. So, yeah, we'd love people to come out and join us.
You're not allergic to flowers, are you, Dan?
No, thank goodness. Yeah. The people in the choir have to sit right next to it. They take extra allergy medication that morning.
Yes.
I'd also like to mention that this is for Findlay's National Day of Prayer.
Oh yeah, all the proceeds are going to be from the Good Friday breakfast go towards the National Day of Prayer event that we'll put on with several other churches in the community. It'll be held at Weinbrenner on May 7th.
Very good, Pastor Dan Metzger and Bruce Beck in Good Friday breakfast coming up 7:30 Friday. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Right, thank you.
Yep.